The film director David Wayne's work has always been hard to describe. In some ways, it's a straight-up spoof. In his most famous film, Wet Hot American Summer, he lampooned the summer camp films of the 1980s. In his more recent TV show, Children's Hospital, he sends up shows like Grey's Anatomy, where the female lead is living inside an inner monologue.
A hospital isn't a place for lazy people. A hospital is a place for smart people who take care of people who aren't smart enough to keep themselves healthy.
His films have a good helping of aimless absurdism mixed in, too. David Wayne's newest movie, They Came Together, takes on the genre of rom-coms. But when you watch the film, you do begin to wonder how vehemently David Wayne must hate romantic comedies. When Rachel Martin sat down with him, the first thing she asked was,
is there a part of you that genuinely likes a good rom-com?
There's all of me that absolutely loves rom-coms. It's probably my favorite genre of movies over
Truly?
My life. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so many of my favorite movies are rom-coms of sorts, whether it's all the Woody Allen movies or Tootsie or The Graduate. And then when you get to understand something really well, you can also find all the flaws. And that's a lot of what we're having fun with in this movie.
There are some very direct parallels with You've Got Mail in this film, though, right? Am I just imagining that?
Well, yes. One of the main through lines we just brazenly lifted from You've Got Mail. Amy Poehler plays the quirky, you know, independent candy store owner. And then Paul Rudd is an executive at the huge corporate candy systems and research. And they're going to take her down. But then they meet otherwise. And so it is like You've Got Mail in that way. But the truth is that the story is so beside the point. And when if you talk about this movie by talking about the storyline, then you've missed the point.
I want to play a scene that can kind of capture what we're talking about here, because it is, unless you've seen the film, it can be hard to understand what this meta comedy is all about. But this is distilled in this basketball scene.
Before I proposed to Tiffany, I wanted to run it by my buddies that I play ball with at the local playground. They always tell it like it is.
Hey, come on. Are you guys kidding me? The point of love is to get laid, if you catch my meaning. Swish!
Being married is great. That's the point of view I represent. Deb and I have been married for 8 years, and it's better now than when we first met.
Swish!
You get it now, Mr. Combines traits that each of us represents, and all you need to do is put it all together and you'll be just fine, guy.
You know what? You guys make a lot of sense. I'm gonna go propose.
Walk us through that scene.
Well, there's so much going on, actually. That's Paul Rudd playing basketball in the local playground with his friends after work. And, you know, we feel like every rom-com, the guy always has this random group of best friends who he does some big sport with. Usually it's basketball. And they have real discussions while also playing basketball at the same time. And then, of course, each of his friends is a type. And so you have the sort of wistful poet and then the sex-crazed, you know, Lothario. And, of course, if you, the visual of it, which you're not seeing, is that every time they shoot the ball and Ken Marino says swish, the ball goes not even close to the net. Like, it doesn't even go within 5 feet of the net.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you to defend a certain scene?
Yes, and I know what you're going to...
Do you know?
The bartender.
Yes, the bartender scene. So this scene drove me crazy.
Right.
Is it okay that I say that?
I love it.
We should set this up. Paul Rudd is feeling sad and depressed that he and Amy Poehler are having relationship problems. He goes to the bar, and of course, you talk to the bartender. That in and of itself is a rom-com trope. He and the barkeep end up in this verbal back and forth where they're just repeating the exact same sentences over and over and over and over.
Right. Well, the bartender says, hard day, huh?
You look like you've had a bad day.
Yeah. He says, yeah, you can say that again.
You can say that again.
And so the bartender says it again.
Well, you came in here looking like crap and you haven't said very much.
Hey, tell me about it.
She's like, well,
you came in here looking like crap and you haven't said very much.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Well, he came in here looking like crap.
Paul Rudd keeps repeating in back and forth, you can say that again and tell me about it, which then causes the bartenders to not only say the exact same thing.
Looking like crap, and you haven't said very much.
Hey, tell me about it.
We actually just splice in the exact same footage of the bartender's response.
Okay, I wondered.
Over and over. Oh, yeah. No, it's just literally on a loop.
It's a loop.
And it's
I thought
one
there
of these...
was something wrong with my DVD.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know that in screenings, pretty much every time what happens is people start laughing, then they get annoyed, they stop laughing, then it keeps going, and they start laughing all the harder, and it becomes, for many, the favorite scene of the movie, because they're like, I can't believe you actually did that. But even in our test screenings, it was one, and this happens in every movie, there's always that one scene that is at the top of both lists of what was the audience's favorite scene and what was the audience's least favorite scene.
And does that please you?
It does. It means that there's passion, and I'm very happy with that.
The new film is called They Came Together, directed and written by David Wayne. He joined us from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. David, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.